You are listening to Lone Star Community Radio on 104.5 KCZW LP Conroe and 106.1 KZCC LP Conroe and worldwide on IRLoneStar.com.
Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News at Montgomery County's community radio station from downtown Conroe. Lone Star Community Radio, FM 104.5 and 106.1. And today is the last week in January, and we're moving into February, Super Bowl, taxes, and election time. So those will be our topics today. Taxes, Super Bowl, and running to the finish line with the election. And my guests today are Rita Wiltz, and she is many faceted. She's the executive director of Children's Books on Wheels, and she'll be telling us about how she can assist you, your family, with tax help for free and who qualifies and what to bring. And then we'll have on Jackie Francis, who's Jackie's Gourmet, and she has rubs and ribs and wings for Super Bowl Sunday. And Kristen Bays will then finish it up, wrap it up with Steve Scott. So the show is sponsored by Kristen Bays for the 284th Court of Montgomery County. So Learn to Swim registration for spring classes, February 5th through March 8th. That comes up next week. So if you wanted to learn how to swim, or you know, you just want to improve your swimming, connect with them at the Conroe City of Conroe Recreation Aquatic Center to find out more information. And coming up this Saturday is the father-daughter dance, and that is widely popular. So if you're a dad and you have some girls aged from 4 to 16, bring them with you, sign up. And it's $65 for a couple, the daughter and the father, father-daughter. And it's only $20 if you have two, three, four other daughters. So it's a great fun event at La Toretta, and that is this Saturday night. And, of course, you get pictures and make memories. It's a good thing to do, the father-daughter dance, sponsored by the City of Conroe. There's actually a mother-son date night, too, Saturday, February 10th. And if you want more information, you need to contact Elizabeth West at the City of Conroe. And all this information is on their City of Conroe Parks and Recreation page to find out about these activities. There is also February 16th, there's going to be fishing at Carl Barton Jr. Park. And that's a really cool event that kids can go out there. They don't really need to bring anything with them. They just show up. And you can fish. There will be about 2,000 fish, trout, that will be stocked in the pond. And if you have young fishermen that are 17 years of age or younger, they don't even have to have a fishing license. There's no size limit. And come on out there. And again, you can find out more about this on thecityofconroe.org. So this Thursday is the first Thursday of the month. It's also February 1st. And that's the Isaac Conroe Farmers Market. Now, we had to postpone that in December due to weather. It actually snowed that day, that night. And also in January due to weather concerns and the flu epidemic. We had a lot of people with the flu. But we're ready to roll. If you haven't been outside today, you need to go outside. It's a beautiful day. Of course, that can change at any minute and any time. But we're not expecting any snow or rain on Thursday. So come on out there from 4 to 7 at Founders Plaza Park by the Owen Theater, the corner of Metcalf and Main. There's going to be our favorites with Soaps and Honey and live music with Michael Player. I've asked him to play a little Zydeco because Mardi Gras is the theme because, you know, it's Mardi Gras season here coming up. There will be wine from the Owen Theater, and the Players Theater will be serving some wine. You can get your natural oils and vinegars from Nicoya's Oils, and they will be parked right by the Owen Theater. We should have some fresh produce, and we have some new people coming. We have Mama J's Unique Treasures from downtown Conroe. We have Splendid Life Cake Bar, Gosling Bakery, Alejandre's Caribbean Peppers. So come out there and taste, listen to some little music. We're also having a contest for people that participate. We're going to get one rum cake, king cake that we give away, and the best decorated vendors with the vendor booth will get one free cake. And of course, we're going to find out about that shortly when we have our second guest come on the show to talk about her Jamaican rums and cakes and things like that, Jackie's Gourmet. So Friday, February 2nd, there's another fun event happening right next door to Lone Star Community Radio. The Branding Iron will have a Valentine's Day wish list party. Go in there, pick out something you want for Valentine's Day, and they have authentic local merchandise in there. And I believe they are the only store that has branded Conroe merchandise. So if you want a mug, you want a t-shirt from Conroe, Lake Conroe, you know, because you live here and you love Conroe, the fastest growing city in the United States, or a hoodie, go in there and go check it out. They will probably have some light refreshments, and that is from 5 to 8. And all their products are made in the USA. So get out there, make your Valentine's Day list, bring your Valentine, February 2nd, right next door, the Branding Iron Custom Goods. And there will be a special rescheduled guitar circle at Conroe Coffee right next door to us as well, February 3rd, this Saturday, from 2 to 4:30. That's free. Come in, relax, have coffee, have a sandwich, and listen to some great guitar music, acoustic guitar. So rolling back, also besides the Farmer's Market on Thursday, there will be Buck Yeager at the Red Brick Tavern. Zach Wilkerson will be at Pacific Yard House. Farland Jams with Adam McFarland at the Corner Pub. This Friday, of course, you can go see Steel Magnolias. They had sell-out performances for their first weekend last weekend. So you might want to go online and get your tickets right away for Friday, Saturday, or the matinee Sunday. The Corner Pub will host Ian Isinger, and Copper Chief with Courtney Patton will be at Pacific Yard House. Saturday night, Dan Johnson will be at the Red Brick Tavern. There will be a comedy show. I don't know any details of the comedy show, but that will be at the Corner Pub Saturday night. Shay Abashir and the Night Owlers will be at Pacific Yard House. So those are some fun things you can do, and most of those are free. So go check that out. Sunday, of course, wrap it up with Gospel Sunday Brunch at the Red Brick Tavern with Matt Harlan. And again, you can go in and get some tickets for Steel Magnolias at the Owen Theater. So we're going to take a quick break and be right back with Rita Wiltz. I'm your host of Conroe Culture News, Margie Taylor, sponsored by Kristen Bays for the 284th Court in Montgomery County.
Human resources play a huge role in today's business world, and can be a real challenge for small businesses. Alegre is a premier option in small business HR solutions and needs. Alegre HR advisors provide help to small business owners by allowing them to focus on operational needs while providing solutions that address all areas of human resources. To find out more, contact Alegre HR advisors today at 281-620-0713 or visit AlegreHR.com.
Hey, Montgomery County, it's me, CC Holmes. And I would personally like to take this time to invite you, that's right, you, to join me every Saturday and Sunday from 3 until 7 p.m., where I will bring you the very best of smooth jazz, classic jazz, and indeed, yes, the soulful sounds of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So come along and get jazzy with me, that's right, jazzy, right here, of course, on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM, or worldwide at irlongstar.com.
Hello, and we're back on Conroe Culture News, FM 104.5, 106.1, Lone Star Community Radio from downtown Conroe. My first guest today on this beautiful Monday afternoon is Rita Wiltz. And Rita is has been on this show before. And last she was here talking about the Martin Luther King celebration. So she is here back. She is the executive director of Children's Books on Wheels. But it's more than literacy. She helps with a lot of different programs, medical, signing you up for medical assistance, tax help. And she's here to talk about her upcoming events to help people, what you need to bring, how you qualify for free assistance to fill out your taxes. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you, Margie. Thank you for having me. Good afternoon to you, too, also.
So you have a tax help day coming up. Is it February 1st, Thursday?
It is February 1st. It is the kickoff to Taxes Montgomery County. It's at the Conroe Central Library. It's the main library located right there at 104 Interstate 45 North, Conroe, Texas, 77301. Conroe Central Library this Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
So tell me a little bit more about this. You've been helping people with their taxes many years. Right?
Yes, we have. This will be our eighth year of providing services to families in Montgomery County. This year, the IRS qualifications is $56,000 or less. So an annual income of $56,000 or less, and we can help you provide your taxes. Our services are for individual taxes. We do not do business taxes. That was something you have to check with the IRS. About or either the CPA, but what we provide is free tax services, our eighth year, Montgomery County, and we're all over the place. We are out at the Mission Northeast out in East County, and you want to come out if you're in East County. We'll be able to provide those services for you. We do have a schedule. We're at the YMCA at Shadow Bend in the Woodlands. We're up at the Conroe YMCA. And that particular site is going to make sure that we have all the information for the elderly to provide services, to receive information on fraud. We'll also be out in Magnolia. We'll be out at the Society of Samaritans in Magnolia. We'll be in Spring. We'll be at the Conroe Crisis Assistance Center. We will also be all over Montgomery County. We have like 15 mobile tax sites. We'll be at the bank right off of 45 and Tamina. We'll be at the bank right off of 242. And again, this year, we'll be at Frutalandia. Those services will be provided in Spanish. And Frutalandia is located inside of the Wood Forest Bank. So we're very thankful for our volunteers and partners from Wood Forest. And we are so happy to be supported this year again by Entergy. Entergy will make sure that if you're located in their service area, that you know the services that Children Books on Wheels will be providing free taxes. So we want to thank Entergy. We want to thank Wood Forest Bank for working with us and also have information on what you can bring to have your taxes prepared. There are a lot of things that you need.
Well, let me interrupt you just a second. So you rattled off lots of places.
Yes.
But without the times and locations specifically. So is there a place someone could go to find out information where you'll be at any given time?
Yes.
Where would that be?
That would go to the Children's Books on Wheels website. The Mission Northeast will have their schedule, childrenbooksonwheels.org. We're a nonprofit, so childrenbooksonwheels.org. There'll be on the IRS website. The IRS has the website of Children Books on Wheels Solutions for our Community, VITA. VITA is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. A lot of time people says, what does VITA mean? It's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. The volunteers are IRS certified, and they are able to provide the services. The YMCA will have them posted in the YMCA. The Crisis Assistance Center will have it on their website. The Conroe Library have it posted.
So there's also is the information on Entergy.com. They have something that says free tax help. So I'm assuming they would also have that information that you are connected as part of VITA?
Yes.
VITA, V-I-T-A, Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And I know you're very passionate about this and how to help people. So tell me what they need to bring. So that, you know, they're using your time and their time wisely?
Of course, of course. So the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance has been providing service, again, for over 8 years. And the services that we provide are by IRS certified volunteers. So we want people to come in to have access to free services. A family with an income of $56,000 or less, we have a lot of students that come in that have worked. Now, your parents are carrying you on their income tax as part of their earned income tax credit. But if you worked and you're a high school student or you still live in the household with your parents, you can file for taxes so that you get your return back. But as head of household, the families will apply so that they can have access to receive their refund. And also, we will be helping families to provide FAFSA. FAFSA are students that will be applying for college. They need their information as far as tax services for grants. We can do that also. We want to make sure that when families come in, they have a proof of ID. And that's a photo ID. That's their driving license. Social Security cards. A lot of times, family come in, and families have memorized the number, but then it's not the correct number. So we request that you bring your Social Security cards for yourself, for your spouse. If you're filing for your spouse will need to come in. If you're coming in, we need proof of foreign status. If you're applying for an ITIN, the birthdays for you, for your families, for your returns. A lot of families are coming in and we'll need the wage and income earning statements. That's your W-2s, your W-2Gs. Your 1099 miscellaneous if you're self-employed, which means that you have proof of employment. And the other thing is your interest and your dividend statements. We also will help you apply for your health insurance exemption. So the taxes that we're doing, they come under the one of components for Children Books on Wheels. Children Books on Wheels has three components: educational, financial component, which is where the literacy, the financial literacy for having your taxes returned. And then there's the health literacy component that we have. So families will come in and they might want to apply for the health insurance exemption. So we can help them do that. And then they'll bring in their 1095s. Their 1095s is proof that they had insurance during the year of 2017. They could bring a copy of their federal income returns for last year. And we also have the proof of your bank account if you want to do a direct deposit, which is really going to help families. It means that they're not going into the predators to do the payday lending. We'll be able to provide your taxes for you and also do your direct deposit. So you want to bring in your bank account number and your routing number. Because we have our partners with Wood Forest there, they'll also be able to open an account. So if you unbank and you don't have an account, Wood Forest will open an account for you and you can have your taxes with electronic filing.
Okay. So again, all this information and what to bring will be available by going probably on these links. And, you know, they're going to tell you what you need to bring. So do you file it for them then when they sit down and have a meeting with you? First of all, do they need to make an appointment or they just show up?
A lot of times families show up. Most of the time, they make an appointment. It just depends on what they would like to do. And come in and be prepared to receive assistance, but at the same time, have patience. Because the services are free, we're busy.
Sure you
busy,
are.
We like busy. We love busy.
Right.
Busy is good. Busy is meaning that people aren't paying to have their taxes done, that they're actually taking advantage of getting all of their tax return, turning around and spending that money in Montgomery County to help the economy of Montgomery County. So we don't want you to go to another county and pay to get your taxes done when you can come to Montgomery County, where we have all the services that are available for you. We'll have different resources that are available. We'll also be at the Lone Star Family Health Center. So their patients will have access to services. Services are in more than one language. They're in multiple languages. So Children Books on Wheels is just doing what we do all the time. We're very diverse and making sure that residents of our community have access to no-cost services. That's one of the most important things we can do as far as helping families with financial literacy and helping them to have access about the banking and what is needed to have an account. And it's either paper returns or we can do the electronic returns. For them. So we're just excited that the kickoff is this Thursday again. It's at the Conroe Central Library. And then on Saturday, we'll be at the YMCA South County, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at those particular sites. If they need to, they can call me at 281-844-7596. Again, our number is 281-844-7596. And what we've found is a lot of people, when they want access to services, they want to talk to a person. They don't want to talk to an automated services. So I am available, and we will direct you to the tax service clients that can help you to get the best service and get the maximum of your return.
Well, we will have this information, although you will also have it on childrensbooksonwheels.org. I will share this on Conroe Culture News.
Wonderful.
We will have an image on there, and we will have the links to where people can go, when you'll be available, where you'll be, what they need to bring, all that information. So we appreciate this, and I will update people on Conroe Culture News and on the radio as I get the information from you as to where people can go for free tax assistance as part of the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. So I appreciate it, Rita, as always. You're always very involved in the community, offer so many different assistance programs that people just need to go to your website and see all the things that you do. I mean, you don't just hang out in the Woodlands or Conroe. You're all over the county.
And you have to be all over the county. Montgomery County is a big county. So when it comes to providing services, if you want to be that inclusive organization that provides services, you have to be north, south, east, west, and central Montgomery County. And that's what we do. We're mobile. It's a mobile tax site. We come in to provide the services for the families that need us, the resources and referrals that they need to get other services that they'll have. And we are that, they call me the outreach queen, and I don't mind that. I want to plug this past weekend, we also went out to help families that were affected by Hurricane Katrina and Rita. We made a sabbatical this year. We went down to provide free books and backpacks and school supplies for families that were affected by Katrina. We still do that. And families in Montgomery County and the surrounding areas that were affected by Hurricane Harvey, let us make your life easier by providing free tax services for you, because we know that families that were involved in the Hurricane Harvey recovery, that they'll need help. So Children Books on Wheels will be there available to provide those services for you. As far as free taxes, again, we thank Entergy. We thank we thank Wood Forest Bank, and we also thank you, Margie, for letting us be on.
Absolutely.
And help families.
So we will have a podcast of this information available sometime late tomorrow, and we will share this and share any other information that people can see assistance with Children's Books on Wheels and Rita Wills. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with our next guest, Jackie with Gourmet Foods. I'm Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News.
Human resources play a huge role in today's business world and can be a real challenge for small businesses. Alegre is a premier option in small business HR solutions and needs. Alegre HR advisors provide help to small business owners by allowing them to focus on operational needs while providing solutions that address all areas of human resources. To find out more, contact Alegre HR advisors today at 281-620-0713 or visit AllegreHR.com.
Don't forget to download the Lone Star Community Radio app from your Google Play or Apple Store. Bring Montgomery County's community radio with you anywhere with your smartphone or tablet. If you are in the Conroe area, tune in on FM. That's Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1. If you are on the computer, bookmark irlonestar.com as your internet radio station. A Lone Star Community Radio, broadcasting 24/7 from the heart of downtown Conroe, Texas.
Back. I'm Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News at Lone Star Community Radio from downtown Conroe, FM 104.5, 106.1 on this beautiful Monday afternoon, the last Monday in January. No snow, no rain, no any of that business. But we're rocking in with our theme of Texas Super Bowl and running to the finish line with our second guest. We have Jackie Francis with Gourmet Foods. Welcome, Jackie.
Thanks for having me, Marjorie.
And it's all about timing. So you have wonderful rubs and sauces, and of course you have rum cake, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about how you got started in this.
Well, I came to Houston 10 years ago directly from Jamaica, and I realized that there's nothing Jamaican here, and people love Jamaican food, you know, yeah. And I'm saying, I need to do something about it.
Okay.
So I decided that I would work along with some co-packers, and I developed my sauces. So I have a jam and jerk sauce that's very authentic, and I have a sweet reggae sauce. And it's all about the health benefits because I have all the natural seasonings that makes it up, the habanero pepper, I have the garlic, the thyme, the green onions, ginger, all of this is in my sauces.
You even
sauces.
Have products with you today, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. I want Woo-hoo. You to taste.
You want me to taste or you want Dick to taste?
I think I want to Dick, both of
Dick
you
like
to taste.
Dick likes habaneros. So the spicier, the better.
So but for yes. those who can't take the heat, they can take the sweet. So I had, okay. I have two different sauces.
So, and it's very relevant because people eat wings on Super Bowl Sunday, don't they?
They do. And so what I have done, I have partnered with John, who is at the breakfast place in the Woodlands. And so we are doing party wings for people, and they can place their orders now and pick up on Sunday.
Okay.
And it's from 7 o'clock until 2 o'clock on Sunday.
And where is that?
It's breakfast place, and it's 8,000 Macbeth Way. It's off the Woodlands Parkway. And
okay.
The telephone number there is 281-298-6464.
And it's called The Breakfast Place.
That's correct.
Okay, so you are also working with HEB.
Yes, I won Best of Texas with my Jamaican rum cake.
That's
and
awesome.
So we're working along with them now to get it in HEB. So
and
I'm excited
that is
about
wonderful.
That.
HEB is very well known for having local products, you know, from Texans in their stores. So interesting thing. In fact, you told me that they do something to see how long it lasts.
Yes. So they have sent it off to the lab to check, to make sure that one the shelf life is long enough to
sustain
to
being
sustain,
on the safe.
Right.
Before
yes, so,
the product is sold.
Absolutely.
And what that looks like, because they don't want to sell any kind of product that
will go bad before somebody buys it. So fortunately for us, we have gone 4 weeks. There's no bacterial growth because it's so strong with rum that, you know, it lasts for 6 months in the fridge.
It's so strong with rum. So show me what you brought today.
So I have with me today my Jamaican rum cake.
Talking in the microphone.
The Jamaican rum cake.
Okay.
That's
in a cute little box.
Yes. So we have three sizes, but we'll only do one size for HEB. But for now, those people who want, they can call me direct and I'll be able to supply them. They can come to the breakfast place and pick up.
So besides the breakfast place, where would somebody be able to taste your product or purchase it?
Besides the breakfast place, the sauces are available at Ace Hardware in the Woodlands.
Okay.
Just beside Trader Joe's.
All right. And you're going to be at the Farmer's Market this Thursday.
Yes.
Here in downtown Conroe, just yards away from us.
Lovely. Yes, I will be there.
So people can taste the sauces.
And they can taste the cakes as well.
And will they be able to even put in an order for wings if they wanted some for Super Bowl Sunday? Could they do that?
Yes, they can. Definitely. We will be able to do that for them.
Okay. So you're actually living the American dream, right?
I am, and I'm happy to do that.
So do you create these sauces yourself?
I create them all myself because I have been in the food industry since 1986 in Jamaica. I was fortunate enough to work for the Prime Minister of Jamaica for 10 years. So you have the White House here. We have Jamaica House there. And so I did all the catering for all the dignitaries that came to the island. So I was fortunate enough to work for Queen Elizabeth. When she came, I was able to do a function for her. I've worked for a lot of presidents who came to Jamaica. So I have that behind me as well.
Wow. You're like a dignitary.
I think so.
OK, Okay, so you've got the rum cake. What else did you bring with us today?
We did a macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
That.
And what's in the macaroni and cheese?
We have five different cheese, and Jackie's rubs is in there as well.
Wow, I didn't know you could put that in macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
That sounds exciting.
The dry rub is in there. And then we also have the cornbread. Very moist.
The cornbread's in the mac and cheese?
No, we have a cornbread.
Oh, separately.
That's separate. That's available as well, so you can place your orders for that. And we also have ribs and two different types of wings. So like I said before, the jerk wings, spicy. The reggae wings, sweet. So if you're not a spicy person, you can be a sweet person. So you don't. So you're either a jerk or
sweet. I think I'd like to be sweet and spicy. A little bit of sass rolled in there.
Right, right. So,
okay, so what is your website?
It's Jackis, Jacquis, gourmet.com.
Okay, and we will have this information on Conroe Culture News so that if on our Facebook page, so if somebody wanted to follow up and find out about coming to the farmer's market, getting a tasting, getting any of your wings for Super Bowl Sunday, they'll know where to go, how to connect with you after that. I sure hope you get in HEB soon too, because that's
wonderful. We're really on the last of the certifications that needed. So I'm hoping that by next month we should be able to hear from them.
Okay.
Because, you know, it takes a lot. And another thing is that they are also interested in my spices as well. So we'll see what happens.
What kind of spices do you have?
I have the jerk rub.
Yes.
And I have a herb rub that's not spicy. And then you have the sauces that goes along with each rub. So that's the jam and jerk.
So you love cooking.
I do. It's my passion. I'm really like, I think when I'm in my kitchen, I'm in my art studio.
Right.
And so I'm lost.
Yes.
And I love being
in
there.
Well, that's your skill set.
Yes, it is. It is. I love entertaining people because I like to see your expression when you're finished eating.
So we should all come to your place for a Super Bowl Sunday party.
I think you should.
Okay.
But the trouble is that
you'll have everything ready for us.
But I will be at
okay,
the
give me the address
place.
And I'll put that out on Facebook.
come with me to Breakfast Place at 8000 Macbeth Way. That's where I'll be, at the Breakfast Place, where you can pick up your things.
Are we going to try a sample here?
Yes, I would love for you to try a sample.
We have to do this soon because then I have to throw my other guests on.
So come on, guests. You come and try as well so you can one awe.
Oh, look at that.
About, so you have your spicy wing and you have your sweet
wings, sweet wings,
yes,
rum cake, mac and cheese,
cornbread.
All these things. Look at this. We've got, these look really good, especially right now at lunchtime, you know? And she's got the cornbread. I mean, we could just have a little party here and stop the talking.
Just drink some Red Stripe and we can just have some
Red
Bob
Stripe.
Marley.
That's right. You know? I forgot about Red
Stripe.
Yeah,
we need to have some jam in here from
any
Bob
of that
Marley.
In a while.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we do. We need that.
And that will liven you up.
Okay. Well, fabulous. So people can see you this Thursday and you're going to be able to taste some of the different food samples and the rubs and all of that.
Yes.
So.
And we also have an olive oil that they have to try. It is delicious.
Okay.
Plus, we have the jam that goes with it. Two flavors. I'll have those on for tasting at the farmer's market on Thursday as well. And we have them all on sale at the Breakfast Place.
I think you need to bring order forms so people can order and get your merchandise too. Well, of course, you can sell it there.
Yes.
But if you don't have enough.
I will have my order form as well. But we really would like for them to call us now. Place an order for your wings, your ribs, your cornbread, your mac and cheese, and you have from now to Friday to place your order.
Okay.
Then you can pick up on Sunday.
Fabulous. And then there's Mardi Gras. So the party goes on, right?
Yes. And I'm looking forward to doing them all.
And maybe Kristen Bays, when she wins her election, will invite you to come and bring chicken wings and mac and cheese and rum cake and all that.
That would be my honor.
Okay. So we'll be right back with our next guest, Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News. And this was Jackie's Gourmet Foods. And this show is sponsored by Kristen Bays for the 284th Court of Montgomery County.
Human resources play a huge role in today's business world and can be a real challenge for small businesses. Alegre is a premier option in small business HR solutions and needs. Alegre HR advisors provide help to small business owners by allowing them to focus on operational needs while providing solutions that address all areas of human resources. To find out more, contact Alegre HR Advisors today at 281-620-0713 or visit AlegreHR.com.
Hey guys, this is Connor.
This is Dick.
This is Chris.
And we're with the Ticket Stub Podcast every Thursday live at noon on 104.5 and 106.1 FM in the Conroe area. Also, anytime at IRLoneStar.com. You go to IRLoneStar.com/TTS. You can find all of our social media.
And don't forget, we give away 2 tickets to the Grand Theater on every show.
If you like movies and you like complaining or celebrating anything that has to do with the silver screen, check out the Ticket Stub Podcast and join us every Thursday at noon o'clock on Lone Star Community Radio.
And we're back for our last segment. I'm Marge Taylor, your host of Conroe Culture News. And it's a beautiful day out here today. If you haven't been outside, you need to go out and walk around, stroll around downtown Conroe, get some lunch. But we have, as our last guest, we have Kristen Bays, who's running for the 284th Court of Montgomery County. And I'm also honored to have Steve Scott here, the Houston business coach. And he has a wonderful book, Wings to Fly, which we will talk about. And we're going to talk about running to the finish line, too, on our day of taxes, Super Bowl parties, and election time. And what matters most? Your ambition, and of course, crossing the finish line. It's all relative. So welcome, both of you, Kristen and Steve.
Thank you, Miss Margie. Always good to be here.
It is.
So proud to sponsor the show.
I am very proud that you are a sponsor of the show. It makes it really fun. It just rolls off the tongue, and I get to mention you all the time.
And you know I love that.
That's right.
It's part of getting to the finish line.
How's it going? What have you got going on today?
I'm just going 90 to nothing. I can't even tell you all the stuff I have today. It's a one day at a time kind of thing with a cram-packed full calendar.
How do you keep it straight?
On my cram-packed full calendar. And those little reminders that say, you've got 16 minutes to get there. So
all right,
off I go in my little car, driving all over the county. It's been great.
It's fun.
It is.
Meeting a lot of people.
Meeting a lot of people.
Growing relationships.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
And doing what matters most.
Yes.
So, Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You had a book signing yesterday.
Yes, I did, out at Bernhardt Winery.
How did that go?
It went fantastic.
It went fantastic.
I'm new to all this, so I was just overwhelmed.
You were overwhelmed because of all the wonderful people that came out there to get your book? That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I know my husband and I wanted to go, but we were exhausted. We were tired. We had a lot going on this weekend. Not anything compared to running a political race.
Oh, I don't know about
but,
that. Your Saturday kind of felt like mine.
Sometimes it feels that way. So tell me what's going on this week, Kristen. Where are you going to be?
Oh, we've got all kinds of stuff going on. I've got a meet and greet on Wednesday evening with Joanne and Rob Harmon over at their house. On Thursday, we've got a candidate for them. I would encourage everybody to go to
Which
that.
Which one?
It's the Lake Conroe Area Republican Women. They're having it over at the Lone Star Community Center in Montgomery. It's 2500 Lone Star Parkway. And that'll be a great event. All the candidates will be there. They've got some questions that are coming from the club for each of the candidates to answer. So you'll get to see everybody kind of moving on their feet with that one. And then, of course, the big one. And you knew I wouldn't leave this one out for you, right, Margie?
Thank you. Friday.
The Whistle Stop Tour.
Yes.
That's the Woodlands Chamber.
Yes.
That's going to be over at the Lone Star College over in their community room on Research Forest in the Woodlands. It begins at 11, it ends at 2, and it will be a fun time had by all.
It will be. That's the big one. That's
that
with everybody there. And yes, that is 3 hours, but it goes by.
It does.
Because all the candidates are involved in that. I know Steve will probably be there. I know I will be there. So we all want to hear what's going on, because it's almost time to vote. And when is the deadline for signing up to register to vote, if you haven't?
I think that's like February.
I think it's next week.
8th. Yes. I think.
I think it's like next week.
You can check mctx.org, go to the elections page, and you can find out for sure rather than taking my word for it because I'm kind of just sort of trying to
but
remember.
But I bet you know when early voting is and
I
when election day is.
So early voting is February 20th through March 2nd, and election day is March 6th. And in case you're counting, it's 37 days away.
Oh.
I'm counting.
Of course you are.
It's exciting. So it's just right around the corner.
So people can find out about your race on the 284th and what's going on and why you're the most qualified by going to your website.
To my website, to my Facebook page, to my YouTube channels, where I've done a series of advertisement videos, but mostly instructional videos to kind of let people know what it is the judges do and kind of what their day-to-day routine looks like so they'll have a better ability to evaluate candidates. So the YouTube is Kristen Bays for Judge. The Facebook page is Kristen Bays for Judge 2018, and the Facebook page is baysforjudge.org. So if you basically, if you go to Google and put in Bays Judge 284,
you'll find
something's going to pop up.
Well, and you do this every week. You have the videos.
Yes.
And there are a lot of information in a short amount of time, but the one I loved most was with your family.
Oh, yeah. That one's been a big hit.
That's been a big hit. And you were also on another radio show or mentioned.
I was twice. Twice, no less.
And
the Dean and Raj show. So Dean and Raj have decided that I'm funny. So they've put me on their show periodically, and I just love that. I am funny.
So what do you think, Steve?
I'm absolutely delighted with running for office.
You're delighted. So, you know, tell me about your book. I mentioned a couple of things that are relevant to our conversation here and for the daily readings.
Mm-hmm.
And you do put out something every day for people to think about, leadership things, things to focus in on your life. Mm-hmm. So you have one specific to today. About what matters and ambition. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. Are you familiar with that one? You want me to pull it up?
Okay.
Let me pull that up a second. Because every day there's a different reading to keep you focused. So this is, are you crossing? Wait a minute. Today is the 28th. What matters?
Mm-hmm. Today is
January 28th. Yeah, I was jumping ahead. You know, I'm just trying to hurry to get to the finish line
it's
there.
It's the 29th, but I'm just saying.
29th. Yeah. I was right. Are you crossing the finish line? Are you crossing the finish line? And what does it take to get to the finish line?
And I think that's so appropriate for... Today, one thing I'd like to say, I've actually gotten to know Kristen. And when you hear in politics that somebody's really good, I just want to remind people that different isn't necessarily better, but that better is always different. Mm-hmm. And all politicians have two things that we would like to have them be good at. One is you have to be good at getting elected. But the second thing, which gets left behind too often, is they are not that good once they are in office. And here's something I do know. When you have Kristen Bays, you have somebody who is not only very good at getting votes, she absolutely understands the business of the court and how it runs as a business entity for the best interests of the taxpayers. That is highly, highly unusual. So, as I say, different isn't necessarily better, but better is always different. I can promise you with Kristen Bays, you'll get something better. And that's what makes her different.
Wow. That was very nice. That was a great endorsement.
I'm just speechless. And you know
you're
that
speechless.
never happens.
Well, Steve is very well known for going to different events and especially the Conroe Chamber Breakfast and finishing it up. Very last thing before people leave from that network meeting and giving us some words to think about that really hit home. And that's basically what his book is about, is things to reflect on and make your life better.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yes. And, you know, you were talking about today, are you crossing the finish line? What today is really about, are you crossing the right finish line? And it's interesting, we're talking politics, but how often have we gotten in a race, we cross the finish line and we go, was this even the right race to run? Does that make sense? So what you really want to do before you start
what you're trying to go for.
You have to understand what it is that's really in alignment with who you are and run that race. Then you're going to cross the right finish line. But too often we expend a lot of energy. We accomplish things. And I'm not saying that's bad, but you don't have that feeling of satisfaction because you weren't really running the race for yourself. Maybe you were running it for other reasons. And the thing is with Kristen, not only is she self-aware, but she also is vulnerable. That's so important because if you don't have those two characteristics when you're running your race, it's impossible to be authentic. And here's the key thing. Because she's authentic, she can be trusted. And when you have somebody that can be trusted, you have the best of all worlds.
She is authentic. She's a feet on the ground girl that goes after what she wants, and she's very passionate about it. And when you were saying you've got to run your own race, that is literally, I totally believe that because I am the feet on the ground and I physically run because I run my own race.
Yes.
It's not that I'm competing with any one person.
Right.
It's about growing myself from the inside out. And I believe that is what Kristen does because she's passionate about the law. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your experience, Kristen.
I'm not sure I want to say anything. I might just leave it up to you guys.
Rah, rah.
I'll tell you something I found very interesting is how you've talked about the business side of the court. But, you know, one of the key things is people say, well, you need to be an attorney to be a judge. You have to be the right attorney. So let's say if I have a lot of criminal experience and want to be a civil court judge, I'm going to have some challenges to overcome. Wouldn't it be much better to have somebody, as we have in this case, who's been a civil attorney her whole career, who is also going to be a civil court judge?
So if she has the experience in all the civil court cases because she's had her feet on the ground and been there, genuinely, and so it's a good transition from one place to the other.
Right. So what about the business side of it? Because I love the way you explain that in front of groups.
Well, the court is truly overloaded. We are, as you, I think you've mentioned maybe twice, we are the seventh largest growing county in the country. We are sitting in the fastest growing city in the country. And as a result of that, there's a whole lot of people who have sort of started deciding that maybe somebody out there needs some suing. And those are the civil cases that they file. So our Office of Court Administration has determined we need four full-time civil court judges to be able to handle the workload. We only have one. And that's the judge of the court that I'm running for, making it all the more relevant that I have this civil experience. That's what I studied at the Baylor Law School. I was the editor-in-chief there. I graduated summa cum laude. And that's what I've been up to as an attorney for more than 24 years. So it's a good match to be able to have somebody who knows their stuff because it's basically taking on somebody who can do the job of four people. This has been my career. This is what I do.
And you want it. And you're passionate about it.
I am. I do and I am.
So. And you're out there. People can find you.
Yes.
You're very easily approachable.
I am accessible. I think I've given out my cell phone number on your show before a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Look at you blinking. I'm okay with that. I want people to get in touch with
me. Good. Good. And I think it's out there, isn't it? On your on your different media website, Facebook.
Yeah, on all the Google Bays Judge 284.
That's
my
right.
My cell phone number's
so
out there,
if so. People want to get involved in your campaign, will you have that available, say, on your Facebook page and where all your events are, where
yes.
they can connect with you, where they can talk to you in person
yes.
and find out why they should vote for you.
Well, and all that is about to be launched on the Facebook page because we are kind of heading into the home stretch. So anybody who wants to volunteer, there's going to be a way for them to do that on the Facebook page. And then all of my events are going to start being listed. Lots of meet and greets coming up, candidate forums, all that kind of stuff.
People want to be informed. Right, Steve?
That's correct, Margie. Yes. I think what's so important when you see people running for office or applying for a job, everybody has qualifications, and it's all about what you've done as a person. But what gets overlooked is even something more critical, who they are as a person. And you want somebody where the who is totally together, where the who has our best interests at heart. And with Kristen, you have that type of person. So it's not just the human doing, but more importantly, it's the human being. And I think she will be an excellent judge.
As a community leader, you want to surround yourself with people that are successful. I know I do, because it's all about the growth. And if you surround yourself with people that you can learn from, you won't have weeds in your garden. You will keep moving forward.
Way to say it.
Did you read that somewhere?
I don't know. It just came to mind.
You're right. We always have to be pulling out the weeds. You have to yank them out.
That's right. I mean, it's okay to be kind to people and smile, be approachable, but don't spend a lot of time with them. Spend time with the people that will keep you focused on where you want to be. So, any last words, Kristen?
Well, do we have enough time?
We have 2 minutes.
We have 2 minutes.
That's a lot of time. I know you can.
I feel like I can stretch and take my time. All right. So Margie likes it when I talk fast.
Okay.
So here we go. My name is Kristen Bays, and I'm running for judge of the 284th District Court, which is the only civil trial court that Montgomery County has. That's unfortunate because with the growth of our county, we need at least 4 full-time civil court judges. We only have the 1. That makes my civil experience genuine, important, and a match for the court. I'm able to do the business of the court, the business of the people, and ensure that justice is done. Justice delayed truly is justice delayed, and justice denied will not happen on my watch. So to ensure that you remember my name on March 6th when you go to vote, I'm going to stop with my 2 favorite 4-letter words. You can take your hand off the censor block. They're not really 4-letter words, Dick. My 2 favorite 4-letter words, vote Bays.
Vote Ta-da. Bays. Yay. So I also want to give a plug to my friend Steve Scott with Wings to Fly. How can people get your book and where will you be and how, just where are you going to be?
I have no idea where I'm going to be.
Okay. How can they connect with you, Steve?
Basically, they can go online.
Okay.
To my website, thehoustonbusinesscoach.com, and they can get information there.
Okay.
It's and a wonderful it's available book. On Amazon and at other outlets.
Wings to Fly by Steve Scott.
It's an excellent book.
It's a really good book. Lots of different readings.
It was a good Christmas present for me this year for lots of people.
And the readings were very relative to today. Mm-hmm. So as we approach the finish line with Jamaican rum cakes, rubs, wings, get our taxes done, and vote. Vote Kristen Bays, who happens to be our sponsor for Conroe Culture News for the 284th Court. I'm Margie Taylor. Have a great day.
Thank you for checking out this production of Lone Star Community Radio. Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's community radio station. Don't forget to check out this show and many others across the Lone Star Community Radio Network, either live on Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, the Lone Star Internet Radio app, or IRLoneStar.com's live audio stream, and on replay on podcast, Channel 12's Our City TV in Conroe, or Channel 21 KVQT in Houston, and of course their YouTube channel. This production is copyrighted and all rights are reserved by Lone Star Community Radio. Have a question regarding this program or other Lone Star Community Radio shows? Want to sponsor or start your own show? Call the station message line at 936-647-3776 or email the station at lscrstudios@gmail.com.